The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Folks, I've got a huge economic warning sign. There's all sorts of economic warning signs. You can just go to the grocery store and it's full of economic warning signs. Every single aisle is like a flashing red light telling you, uh-oh. So you don't even need this information to know there's economic warning signs. But this, you know what? Sometimes you do, because people live in denial. They do. You see it all, but then you don't want to really believe it's actually happening. This will help some people understand and put it over the top when you see this economic warning sign. When the Pope Francis instructs all funds to move to the Vatican Bank. So if they have funds in outside of the Vatican Bank, they have to be moved to the Vatican Bank, and this has to be done by September 30th. This happened at the end of August, and he gave them from September 1st, 30 days from that point. So by September 30th. And I just found out about this. And when I looked it up to make sure it was real, because when I heard it, I thought, okay, is that real? I heard somebody talking about it on a podcast somewhere. And I was like, I got to check into this. And, oh, it's real. It's just not being reported anywhere. I wonder why. I mean, it's reported, but not like in the mainstream. Nobody. And you're talking about lots of money moving here. That's a huge thing. And a lot of people say, oh, Ben, what are you doing? Are you going to go down into a conspiracy theory? No, I'm going to talk about conspiracies that are facts, but not theories. I don't need to go to a conspiracy theory. I deal in conspiracy facts. The globalists do want an economic collapse. They do want an economic great reset. They even write books telling you, called The Great Reset, that they want to reset the economy, that they want to depopulate the earth. That Klaus Schwab says it to your face. It's not like we have to make stuff up to fit what we're not coming up with, especially here. Some people do this, and this is why you have wacko conspiracy theories. They come up with the theory, and then they look for stuff to fit in their conspiracy theory. That's not what I do. I take what's in the news, and I look at things that are conspiracies and report them to you. That's totally different. I wasn't looking for people to say, we want to depopulate the earth. I wasn't looking for people to say, we want to mandate the vaccine. I wasn't looking for that. They did that. I'm not looking for Klaus Schwab to write a book that says The Great Reset. We're going to make you eat bugs. I didn't put these words in their mouth. I don't do that. I didn't make Bill Gates fund all sorts of vaccines and is a person whose father was on the board of Planned Parenthood, who has been involved in wanting to sterilize people and use vaccines to do it. I didn't put words in his mouth when he said that they could use vaccines. He said this, what year was it? Back in 2010 or something, that they're working on using vaccines to bring down the population because they want to bring down CO2 levels. I didn't make him say those things. I just reported to you that he said those things. I wasn't even looking for him to say those things. That's the other thing. I don't even have, like, in my mind, this is, I got to find to see if Bill Gates said this. I wasn't even looking for it when I found it. Just like this. I wasn't looking to find something on the Catholic Church. I wasn't looking at, what's the Pope doing? Is he moving all the funds? That's not what I was doing. I wasn't looking for it. I just saw it, a report on it. I was like, what? Whoa. And this is how I do my show. I see things, and a lot of my work, I do way more work than people realize. A lot of it is I force myself to monitor things and things that maybe I don't feel like monitoring at the time, and I know I have to. Trust me, my wife complains about how much I monitor stuff. So anyways, I have to, though. And I monitor, and then I wait for things to jump out at me. That's all I do, because I know if it jumps out at me, it will jump out at you. That's how I know. I don't think people are dumb. I think people are smart. And I think if it jumps out at me, it's going to jump out at you. And that's all I have to do to create a good show. Now, it's not all I have to do, but to be a good host and have a show that's compelling, your instincts of what is interesting has to be good. Some people don't have this, by the way. I've seen where there's people in shows and they pick things and it ain't good. So the point is, this isn't a conspiracy theory, because I'm going to drift off and I don't want to. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's what's happening. And if you don't believe it, well, here's some confirmation for you. The Catholic World Report. I mean, I would give you ABC News if they had actually reported on it, but I didn't see any reports on it from them. There's been other reports. I just chose on the internet. There are reports on this. I just chose this one. And I thought, well, I'll use the Catholic World Report, since it's Catholic and you can't say it's somebody, because I'm not a Catholic. So a non-Catholic just saying these things, okay? This doesn't come from me, a non-Catholic. All right. Anyways, take a listen to what this article says. Here's the headline. Pope Francis instructs Vatican entities to move all funds to Vatican Bank by September 30th. Now, here's some of that article.
Pope Francis has ordered that the Holy See and connected entities move all financial assets to the Institute for Works of Religion, IOR, commonly known as the Vatican Bank. The Pope's rescript issued August 23 clarifies the interpretation of a paragraph in the new constitution of the Roman Curia Praedicate, Evangelium promulgated in March. According to Francis' rescript, financial and liquid assets held in banks other than the IOR must be moved to the Vatican Bank within 30 days of September 1, 2022. The IOR, based in Vatican City State, has 110 employees and 14,519 clients as of 2021. It looked after 5.2 billion euros, 5.6 billion of client assets.
Folks, when the Pope brings all the money in, it means he doesn't want to lose the money that they have, because he thinks something is about to happen. And why wouldn't he? I mean, I think you're thinking that too. Something's about to happen in the world economy. But it's more than that. The Pope is buds with a lot of these globalists. He's locked in tight with them. He's friends with them. He knows exactly what the behind the scenes people are saying, because I'm sorry, I'm not Catholic. I'm not trying to offend you, but I've heard lots of Catholics say this about their own Pope. He's not my Pope, but they said he's in tight with these globalists. And they don't like that he's one of them. That's what they say. I hear so many Catholics saying he's one of them. So don't take offense. I'm just reporting. Again, it's not me. I'm just reporting the stuff that I hear or see and bring it to you. And I know, if this were 2010 and I was saying, watch out, the Pope's doing this, it wouldn't be as impactful, because you wouldn't be having the economic crisis we're seeing with energy and everything else that's happening with countries and what's happening with China and what's happening with America and with inflation. When you add all those things, this report, if this happened 20 years ago, people would just kind of brush it off. You see this report now with what's going on in the world, and you can't brush it off, on top of when the globalists are out front saying they're going to do an economic restart, basically. They're going to reset the entire world. And then the Pope pulls in all the money as if he expects an economic reset is about to happen. Now, if he's saying that they have to get it done by September 30th, then that's pretty much confirmation it ain't going to happen in September. We're in September, and it's not going to happen in September. That's pretty much your confirmation there. How long after September? I have no idea. But you're pretty much... No, well, you have at least until September 30th, for sure. That's what you can take from this. That's about it. That's all you can take from it, but sorry. And folks, understand, it doesn't take a genius. So I know you already know this, but I'm going to bring you a genius, an economic genius, that a lot of people don't know is an economic genius. I think a lot of people that watch his show know he's an economic genius, but a lot of people on the outside just know Steve Bannon as a guy that was with Breitbart and a political guy and with Trump. They don't realize that he came from the Harvard Business School, worked for Goldman Sachs, and is an economic genius. And that's why Trump teamed up with him, one of the main reasons. Steve Bannon is not your average economic Joe, just so you know. So when he says stuff, and he's, as all the economic people they put in front of you in the liberal media have been wrong about everything that's coming, he's been dead on. He's the guy that helped Trump give you the booming economy that Trump brought you. He knows exactly what he's talking about, more than 99% of people on this planet. More than any of, if NBC, CBS, and ABC roll out whatever experts they say that are economic geniuses, I can just turn and say, I'll just roll out Steve Bannon. He crushes them all. And a lot of people don't know this about Steve Bannon. You want economic advice? Listen to Steve Bannon. Don't, I would say listen to him over anyone in the world. For conservatives that are worried about what's going on, you should be paying attention. When Steve Bannon says something and it's dealing with the economy, you should pay attention. Is that enough praise? I'm not trying to hype it up. I'm giving him the credibility he deserves that other people don't know about him or don't give him that credibility. He has massive credibility. He is an economic wizard. And, well, take a listen.
Okay, we've warned you about the clown show. We've warned you about all this nonsense when these clowns are telling you to buy the dip. We've warned you about the Pete Buttigieg's of the world and all these people that are in over their head that have no earthly idea what they're talking about. And we're hurtling now to a crisis of epic proportion. The even the trade association, head of U.S. Gas and Oil, I think, is a trade association. And we're going to have Dave Walsh and on later. Said that the United States and Europe are both hurtling towards an energy and economic catastrophe. Last night, just to make sure everybody understands, FedEx, and FedEx is a proxy for global commerce. And if you can put the tweet up, and I got Mike Davis and Boris, because huge news coming out of the Trump thing. But Jim Cramer in June put up an article in CNBC that said FedEx is going to have like its greatest year ever, strong because of e-commerce. This is, I think, June 29th, 26th, something like that. You know, 90 days ago.
Hold on, let me pause that. 90 days ago, Jim Cramer is telling you the opposite of what's going to happen, and he's supposed to be someone that people are supposed to listen to at the exact same time. And Steve Bannon doesn't toot his own horn a lot about that. He mentions it, but man, I was watching Steve Bannon. I know that he was saying these things and the opposite of what Jim Cramer was saying. And they were playing clips back then of how ridiculous CNBC is and the things they're saying and how they're cheerleading. And if you listen to them, they'll send you to disaster. I'm just confirming. I know for a fact, because I watch and monitor, like I said, I monitor a lot of news. I monitor Steve Bannon a lot, because when I find people that I know hit the mark over and over and over again, then I keep going back to those people. And when I know that I can trust when they say it, wow, you should listen. It's kind of like, a lot of people have been drifting because everyone knew Rush Limbaugh was like that. And now, sadly, that we no longer have Rush Limbaugh, some people don't know where to go. You got to find other people that hit the mark and are on target, like a Rush was always on target, always on target. And you go back to those people. Steve Bannon is almost always on target. He's a human being, so there's, obviously, he might not be on target at some point in time.
But I like to go back to him. Anyways, pick it up. He's talking about how Kramer, the FedEx CEO, how, and even the FedEx CEO himself, tried to act like this is going to be a great year. Steve Bannon at that exact same time was telling everybody, disaster's coming. Anyways, we'll pick it up where I left it off.
The CEO reinforced that 60 days ago. Yesterday, they missed earnings. When I say missed earnings, it's a collapse of their business globally. And the CEO is covering himself, and I said, we're in a global recession. The markets open today. It's a bloodbath, as we told you it was going to be. And these clowns the other day saying, wait till 11 o'clock in the morning. This is today. Wait till 11 o'clock in the morning. Come in, buy strong. The bond market is getting crushed. The stock market is getting crushed. There's no place to hide. And you got Buttigieg and these people up there and barely called, you know, kind of called out on CNBC by Joe. It's and they're spinning these spending bills that have nothing to do with inflation. And then Larry Summers, who's kind of running to be the next Secretary of the Treasury, he kind of says as hard as possible, hey, rates are going to go up. Rents are going to go through the roof, and that's going to kill working class people. This inflation is on fire. And you heard Kramer at the open sitting there going, you can't have a 1% increase because they're talking about the Fed not doing 75 basis points, but doing a one. It'll crash everything. It's all coming down around them. And Summers, the buried lady, says the era of excess that we've had in 18 months, any millennial. And here's the thing. You run around with the socialism, the abortion, all that. Run around. Fine. You believe what you believe. I have no problem with that. You believe what you believe. If any person under 35 years old votes for a Democrat, you are destroying yourself financially, economically, and you deserve it. You deserve it. You're big boys and girls now. Okay. Anybody under 35 years old voting for this, understand, you compare the fall of 2019 and the Trump record, and you compare it to the catastrophe we have today. It's so unusual. There's no place to hide in this. There's no place to hide. You can't buy a bond. You can't treasuries. We're going to get Brad in here in a second. Hey.
All right. Folks, he's dead on. The people that voted for the Democrats, especially who voted for Biden, they deserve it. What are we supposed to do? Say, congratulations, we warned you that Democrats will eventually destroy America and destroy the economy. We warned you. We were trying to fix it with Trump. We didn't even get to fix it. What you were experiencing with Trump, this great, fantastic economy, that was like a tenth of what we could have done. That is, and I know people think that's an exaggeration. I'm talking about conservatives. If conservatives were in full control and we shrunk the government and the bureaucracy, a lot of that economic success was just simply snipping regulations, getting rid of all these oppressive executive orders. And the reason why the economy flipped so fast, a lot of people don't know, how did Biden just destroy it so fast? Executive orders, regulation. And he doesn't even have to do executive orders, unleashing the bureaucracy to create regulations, even without a presidential executive order, on America. Trump was holding that back. It was already out there. You realize when Obama was there, Obama was unleashing regulations. Our gas prices were higher than they even are right now. And trust me, after the election, you know they're going up to even past what Obama had them at. And Obama said you couldn't bring back manufacturing jobs. What are you going to do? Wave a magic wand? Do you remember all that? Because they were purposely destroying your economy. This is all on purpose. This is all government caused. And Steve Bannon has warned, you get to a point where the adults can't fix it anymore. Who are the adults? The conservatives. So it's like little kids overthrowing their parents. They do temper tantrums. They keep saying they're going to do bad stuff. Your kid keeps saying he's going to do bad stuff, and he keeps growing. And this is what liberalism was in America. And they keep doing it and throwing their temper tantrums, and we keep pushing them down. But the adults were still somewhat in control. Somewhat. Well, there was at least adults to keep us from being destroyed. But then your kids start to become even crazier and believe crazy stuff as if they're on drugs permanently. Like, there is no difference between boys and girls. When a woman's pregnant, she's not pregnant with a baby. It's not even a baby. You can just kill it. I was born a girl, but I just say I'm a boy. And they start saying these crazy things. Oh, we're all going to die from global warming. That's just as crazy as all the other stuff, too, by the way. A lot of people don't know that you're supposed to lump in climate change is just as crazy as the gender crap. Just so you know, it is just as idiotic and anti-science. It's just as bad as them telling you that the COVID-19 vaccine was going to stop you from getting COVID. It's just as stupid as that. Anyways, you've gotten them now like the full-grown adult now. They're 22 years old and high on drugs, hallucinating, and you can't overpower them because you've gotten old. And now they overpower you, throw you out of the house. You're not in control. They throw a party because now they can just empty out your bank account. And they do with all their friends, and they poof it up in smoke. And they say they're going to do it because it's fun, man. It's fun. They're having a blast. And you tell them, you realize everything's going to go to crap. You just wasted all the money's going to be gone. You're going to accidentally burn the house down. You realize that. And you're not even have a place to live. And you're going to die. You realize that. And the drugged out 21, 22-year-old won't come to their senses. That is how we conservatives view you people who vote for Joe Biden. Still to this day. If you're still to this day supporting Joe Biden, that is how I view you. Exactly how I view you. I look at you and I pity you and say, you're going to your own destruction. And I have to figure out ways to ice. The worst part is that we have to suffer the consequences of you, because it's like you're a relative that we can't get away from, because we're all Americans and we're stuck together. And I wish I could get away from you, but I can't. But I have to figure out ways. I've got to preserve my family, preserve my life, which I have figured out different ways. The other people aren't even thinking about that. A lot of people aren't even thinking about the total destruction of America. I was warning people that America is going to total destruction, and we're on the verge. I don't know how long it will be. It could be years, but I doubt it will be multiple years. I doubt it. I think it's coming quicker and quicker, but I always think things are going to happen quick. The point is I've been saying this, and I was saying it when everyone thought, even people that think it's happening now, when I was saying it, those same people thought I was crazy, because I see things way down the road better. I'm not being prideful. I have a track record of this. You're going to have to trust me. I have been proven time after time to see things years and years down the road, and my predictions come true. And I'm so confident in them that I get too excited, and I try to tell people before I know they're not ready. And they don't believe me, and they think I'm crazy, and I can't prove it to them. And I said, well, you're just going to have to wait and see. And I can't give you the time frame, I always think, because I know it's coming. I think it's going to happen quicker than it does. It always drags out a little longer than I think, always. Just like my show, it's dragging out longer than I thought. I got to go. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.